What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
That I've ever dropped a more universally disagreed take here on the Ben and Woods program.
Ready for more whippings?
Welcome back. Final hour, Ben and Woods, Pauly Rondel, Matty G, Matt Janella sitting in for Woodsy today, who has arrived successfully at Manchester, England for his show and should join us tomorrow morning. Probably the first half hour or so of the show is going to call in from Manchester, where it'll be a nice and comfortable 2 o'clock in the afternoon when we get started at 6 a.m. here.
Morning radio at 2 in the afternoon.
Which is really nice. Yeah, my take that everybody disagreed with would that Ha-Sung Kim would be the most valuable of the previous Padres if you could just pick one of them to rejoin the team for the second half of the season. Everybody else is on the Higgy train, bring back Kyle Higashioka, and I will say it is much more realistic contract-wise and what it would cost in terms of a trade to bring back Kyle Higashioka versus any of those players. Now, I still think you're overpaying for Kyle Higashioka if you're bringing him back. Higgy's contract that he signed, and the Padres did try to sign him in the offseason. A.J. Preller said they made what they thought was a competitive offer for Kyle Higashioka, but he got a better deal with the Texas Rangers, and I don't blame him for taking it. You know, You've got a limited career. He's near the end of his career. I know, you know, he felt like a new guy for us, but Kyle Higashioka is already 35 years old. So whatever, you know, brass rings he can grab at this point, he needs to take what he can, and he took it from the Texas Rangers. Now, you know, they bring him back, they'd be locked into whatever the rest of that is, but considering how poorly the production has gone from the catching position, I think you'd accept that right now if you're the Padres. If you could get anything like what Kyle Higashioka did last season, that would be good. That would be a big, big bonus for the Padres down the stretch.
It's whatever you want to rank the needs of this team. I think Higgy checks off more boxes than any of the other three guys in your hypothetical. Just looking at his numbers, like, it wouldn't just be an improvement from what we currently have. It would be a pretty drastic improvement. Even as pedestrian as his numbers have been this year in a backup role for Texas, it would still be an upgrade. He's familiar with the majority of the pitching staff. He was well-liked in the clubhouse. I think he was a bit of a fan favorite, especially with all the heroics he had towards the second half in the playoffs last year. I think it would be a no-brainer.
Right.
And it's just a matter of, like, is there anybody else in Texas that you could maybe pluck and improve your team?
Now you're talking, Paulie. That's what I like.
All right. You mentioned Adelis Garcia. Which
he's the name that people immediately jump to.
All right. Now, if you're acquiring, let's say there is a package to be had that nets the Padres both Kyle Higashioka and Adelis Garcia. Rangers, we're not in this thing this year. We're going to try to retool and rebuild for next year. Now you're adding quite a bit of salary.
That would be an increase, yeah.
Because there's 100%. No reason that the Rangers are going to want to pay off anybody's contract if they're making those deals.
Right.
So at that point, you are blowing past the second luxury tax threshold and making a major commitment to, again, a guy who has been a backup catcher for his entire career and a guy who is having one of the worst seasons of his career. Is it really smart to be investing that much in two guys who are not really either at their best right now or have never really been huge contributors over the course of their career? Adelis Garcia has. He's been an all-star. He's a slugger. You're hoping he bounces back with a change of scenery, but you can't guarantee that. That's a lot.
One's a tougher sell. I'll give you that one for sure.
I understand now why A.J. Preller always focuses on the star-level players in these trade deadlines, because he is GMing not just for the now and the rest of the season, but he is trying to acquire players that he believes are good players going forward for as long as he possibly can have them. That's been one of the real hallmarks of A.J.'s acquisitions. And he did it last year as well. Guys who have more, you know, control than just the rentals, just not the 3 months, but he picked up Jason Adam. He overpaid maybe for Jason Adam last year. A lot of people thought, oh, that's a lot to give up. But he knew it wasn't just for a pennant race. It was also to anchor his bullpen for the 2025 season, which has turned out to be quite true for the San Diego Padres. Where would they be without Jason Adam and his contributions? And AJ was willing to like pay a lot in prospect capital to get that deal done. To have Brian Hoeing thrown in the deal as well as part of, you know, the trades that he made last year, knowing we're going to need an arm like Brian Hoeing at some point in these next year and a half. That's been really AJ's signature on these trades. It's not really just picking up that rental. Those rental guys almost never work out for the Padres. Those Adam Fraziers, the right, you know, G-Man Choi, Garrett Cooper, I'm only going to be with your team for 3 months and then I'm gone. Those have been AJ's worst trades, to be honest. The ones where he's trying to pick up a guy who is, yeah, can help you now, but is going to be part of your team going forward, those have been really AJ's best trades. So that's kind of what I'm expecting AJ to be looking at right now at the trade deadline. Not the quick fix and the rental, but a guy that he thinks can be a you know, semi-core piece going forward for the Padres.
Wyatt Langford.
Ooh. See, now that name is a little more intriguing from
that
the
would be amazing.
Rangers' perspective than maybe even Adelis Garcia.
Yeah, 15 home runs, left field.
Now you're talking about, you know, Salas, DeVries,
yeah,
you know,
but
top,
I mean,
top
yeah,
prospects.
Of course you are, but now you got a guy that's already up there and filling that hole and would fill that void for. Can you imagine Wyatt Langford, Jackson Merrill, and Fernando Tatis? That's like the Cubs outfield.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Michael Harrison points out in our chat, Tanner Scott worked as a rental. He did. Austin Nola didn't work as a core guy when he made those trades. So, you know, there are exceptions to AJ's moves and strategies. But yeah, I would think if you're really focusing on guys, look at guys like Wyatt Langford. That would be maybe a bit of a surprise to baseball, but not necessarily an A.J. Preller surprise. Those are more of the kind of players
Luis Robert
likes to target.
Yeah.
Luis Robert is an interesting situation. That one to me is feasible because the White Sox might be willing to pay quite a bit to get rid of him and get him off the books for the rest of the year. You know, you're just gambling that a change of scenery is going to be big if you would acquire him.
Yeah. Well,
but, you know, AJ does love raw talent, and Luis Robert has that in spades.
Yeah. And if you're going to give up raw talent, you might as well get some raw talent back.
I don't think you'd have to give up that much for Luis Robert. It would really depend on how much you'd get the White Sox to pay. The more they pay, the more you have to give up. If you're willing to take on most of the rest of the money this year, White Sox would probably give him up for next to nothing. So that's probably the equation when you're thinking about a potential Luis Robert deal. Now, I don't want the Luis Robert that is literally the worst player in baseball. I mean, remember,
yeah,
like the argument can be made that he's been the worst player in baseball. Is that the guy who is going to push you to a pennant in the National League? I don't think. I think AJ's probably got his sights set a little bit higher.
Well, I'd take Langford for sure.
All right. Langford would be great. And then there's always going to be the Jaren Duran rumors, which everyone says are they're hot conversations.
I don't
between
think I want Duran.
Pro- you don't want Duran.
I don't think so. I think
I would take him. I think if his the price
stock
was right.
is. I think his stock is falling. The price tag will be too high. And
let me ask you this: depending, obviously, the price tag makes so much has so much value in whether or not the Padres go out and get him. But doesn't he serve as an automatic upgrade still? Even on the downslide projections and everything, he's still an upgrade.
If you could feel like you got kind of a bit of a steal or didn't give up anyone you really felt great about, then of course I'd be interested in Jaren Duran. But to me, what it's going to cost and what he really is going to add in value to the Padres being another left-handed hitter, you know, that they already seem to do better against the righties, I just feel like there's other cheaper options that actually would be more effective for the San Diego Padres going forward. All right, other question, and this one is less of a hypothetical and more of a here and now for both of you. Which Padres player that is already on the team needs to step up the most in the second half of the season for the team to get where they want to go, to the postseason and to have a chance in the playoffs? Guy who's already here that you would like to see, if you could just wave your magic wand and go, you are going to have a really good second half.
Two names jump to mind immediately. I'll throw them both out there. I would say Jackson Merrill.
Okay.
I don't know that this team goes very far without him at least getting back to some of what we saw last year. And I don't have any like long-term concerns or anything with Jackson Merrill. I'm just talking about this season. He turns it around and clutches up like we saw in the second half of last year. Look out. I think you also have to put Dylan Cease in there.
I think that's a very, very good call.
I don't want them to trade Dylan Cease. And I don't know. In my opinion, I don't think it's very likely that they do. I don't think that what you get from, okay, I put it this way, what's more likely, that you get better production from the pieces acquired in a Dylan Cease trade, or is it more likely that Dylan Cease just figures it out and becomes Dylan Cease again over these next 2.5 months? I lean towards the latter. I think I'd be willing to risk that Dylan Cease locks in at least better than he has so far this year, and gives us more value than players A and B that we acquire in a trade for him.
Maddie, what do you think?
I'm you know, if you go back to the postseason, Dylan Cease to me cost us the postseason last year. Dylan Cease has not been right for a long time. I am done thinking that Dylan Cease is all of a sudden going to be the Dylan Cease who threw a no-hitter.
Okay, but if you could wave your magic wand in this hypothetical and get him to what we know he at least is capable
I'm not,
of.
I'm not talking about, hey, let's wave our magic wand and Jose Iglesias hits 30
runs in the second half of the season.
I'm talking about waving our magic wand and just making the guy kind of the best version of himself for a couple of
months. Well, Fernando Tatis to me is the, you know, I think Jackson Merrill is going to, he's going to, he's, you know, he's this learning curve that he's on, and I think he's over trying to help the team now, swinging at more pitches. You know, he's going to, and again, we saw that little glimpse of a breakout of the slump, and unfortunately, then we go into the All-Star break. But for me, if Tatis has a second half like Manny had as a first half, and Manny can have a second half like he had for the first half, and Gavin Sheets continues to be Gavin Sheets, and we know Luis Arraez is going to kind of get back near 300, and Jackson Merrill will be sort of up and down, and Bogey's going to hit 260, and Crony's going to hit, you know, 250, and we get a couple pieces. This, if Tatis is Tatis, this team moves.
I think you hit on the three that to me are absolutely, one of the three is the right answer. Like Arraez, I'd love him to hit 380 in the second half. I don't think it makes as huge of a difference. Jackson Merrill was such a key engine last year. And if he goes back to being Jackson Merrill, that was very tempting. Dylan Cease has about 12 or 13 starts, if he's healthy, left this season. If he pitches like Dylan Cease, you could see him going 9-2 with a 2 ERA. Over those starts. He's done that.
He has that stuff.
He has that Cy Young type stuff in him if he has a good half. If he does that, the Padres make the playoffs, I think, for sure, with Dylan Cease pitching like he does.
Because with these hypotheticals, like, Maddie, we do this every once in a while. It's you're always saying, and then I'll take my chances with all the other players that they'll just do what we expect them to do. Like, I don't know that Manny is a good pick for hypotheticals like this because he's so consistent that you're like, I know what I'm getting.
Yeah. Manny that we don't need to wave our magic wand.
100%. Toddy's the one, though, that he's always the game changer because he has such ridiculous potential. The ceiling is so high. You're like, he really could single-handedly carry a team.
Which is why, as tempted as I am, and was almost certainly going to pick Dylan Cease as my guy, I think, Maddie, you got it right. If you wave your magic wand and Fernando Tatis Jr. has an MVP second half of the season, which he is capable of having.
We're talking like 20-25 bombs.
I think it was Mike Petriello did his first half NL MVPs. Obviously, it was Shohei Ohtani was right up there, and then it was PCA, I think, was two.
I didn't see the list. I guess PCA
He had Fernando still
there
at number three. As mediocre, as bad as Fernando was for like 2 months, he was still like the number three candidate for MVP.
That's weird.
If Fernando plays like the MVP that he can be, I just think the Padres are almost unstoppable when he does. When he is like that, they have enough around him that if you have a Fernando MVP in your lineup, you don't need a lot else. You really don't. You know, it hides so many of your other weaknesses. To have Fernando going up there and just mashing and hitting for average and stealing bases and hitting home runs and playing platinum glove level defense, which he already is, by the way. He is playing such good defense this year. His outs above average, his range factor in right field, it's nuts how much better he is than essentially every other outfielder in baseball right now.
And you already answered your own question. In the Dylan Cease situation in which he only potentially gets another, 12 starts or whatever, you're talking about Fernando Tatis very reasonably could hit 350, 20 to 25 home runs, and over 50 RBIs in the second half of the season, and steal 15 bases, and catch multiple balls going over the field.
He plays every day.
So it's not even – his ceiling is a ceiling that only is discussed amongst – 3 to 5 players in baseball. So to him to be up on his ceiling is the biggest high side and why he's Fernando Tatis. I mean, just be Tatis.
Yeah, and you heard the, we talked about some of the quotes, but the admiration that like his fellow ball players have for his unbelievable talent.
Go do it.
You know, and they respect Tatis's craft as well. He cares about the game. I know you see his body language sometime and you wonder about Fernando Tatis Jr. His body language is bad because he cares. It's not bad because he doesn't care. It's bad because he does and gets frustrated with himself. Maybe you'd like him to be a little more Manny and level, which is fine, but he absolutely cares. He wants to do well. He wants his team to do well. It's a credit to Fernando Tatis Jr. And I think, if he does that, the Padres will be a force to handle in the second half of the season.
Without question, there is no debate.
I mean, there's a little debate. We just debated for a few minutes.
But I think
we had a good 15-minute debate.
I think you answered your own question with the first of all, Dylan Cease hasn't been anything close to being
which is why I picked him. That's why I picked him to wave the magic wand and get back to that Cease style. Like Blake Snell was another guy that we would always wave that magic wand because you knew the stuff was nasty when he's locked in. It was just such an excruciating watch. I guess based on how things have gone this year, I think it's more likely that Fernando gets back to being Fernando on his own without the magic wand than Cease gets back to being Dylan Cease without the magic wand, which is why I gave it to Cease.
Yeah, this pitching Fernando inside isn't going to go away, and they just keep throwing him inside. He keeps getting hit. I don't know how this sorts itself out, and how a hitter deals with something in which they are just throwing him inside, and either he can't hit it or they'll hit him.
All he needs to do is turn on a couple of those, hit him 470 feet, and pitchers won't want to throw
inside
anymore.
That's what Barry Bonds said. Barry Bonds said, but I don't know where it goes.
I would
put Cease in trades. I would consider Suarez in trades. I think the second he's already showing glimpses of what he did the second half of last season. Whether he gets tired or what. I think you can get something for him. I think we got to make some moves.
All right, we will take a quick timeout. We still have Paulie's Rondle Report coming up. Plus, giveaways. Rick Springfield tickets to his show coming up to Front Wave Arena. We'll do that in our next segment as well. Don't go away. Ben Woods continuing here on a Thursday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. There is also no debate when it comes to the best way to lose weight, lose it fast, and lose it without the injections or the bars or shakes and mixes that you have to rely on other plans. It is SDFatLoss.com. It's how I lost my weight. Maddie remembers what I looked like a couple of years ago. Look much better now, thanks to the...
Looking good. Thank you.
40 pounds lost in 60 days, and I've kept that weight off just by following the strategies and techniques doctor developed, and then your counselor, your coach, is going to help you at SDFatLoss.com lose the weight and then keep it off. And you can do it during the summer. I did mine. Weight loss during the summer, despite all the barbecues and vacations and stuff, they can help you navigate the travel schedule, having to go eat out. You can eat at restaurants. You're eating real food. So it's absolutely possible to do this during the summer. And then you feel great. By the time September gets here, it's still hot. You're still enjoying yourself, but you feel and you look better than you ever have. Sign up right now. Get a free consultation by going to SDFatLoss.com. They'll explain how the program works, how it can work for you. And if you do it today, get $200 off here in the month of June during the summer special. You really have no reason not to do this at any point. You've been putting it off. Make the call. Make the visit to the website at SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Did either of you actually watch the MLB draft? Did anyone actually watch the MLB draft? I did not watch it. I followed online, you know. Oh, Padres coming up here. Right. And just wait for like AJ Cassavell or Dennis Lynn to tell me who they picked.
If you follow the right people or set up the right notifications on your phone, you can something like that. You can get away without watching it and still get all of the information you need.
But we still watch, you know, the NFL draft is kind of an event. And the NBA draft is still kind of an event where you see the guy come up on stage and shakes the commissioner's hand, gets his jersey, then they get to the interview cavalcade. And I didn't watch the MLB draft, so I didn't realize this. But Adam sent me this story that Alden Gonzalez wrote this morning for ESPN.com. And I did not know this. So they did obviously televise the draft on MLB Network. And they had, you know, the green room, the area for all the draft picks, you know, to right. go up and, you know, shake Rob Manfred's hand, or, you know, when the announcement was made and do the interviews.
Isn't that funny, real quick? Like, you can imagine, you can see it in your head, like, if you see Patrick Mahomes or, you know, Josh Allen, like, you feel like you see them walking across the stage holding the jersey with Roger Goodell, or maybe it's Wemby and Adam Silver in the NBA. Like, does anybody ever remember seeing Manny Machado and Rob Manfred when he got drafted? Bryce Harper, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a thing in baseball.
Well, it's so not a thing that they set it up, they had the couches, they had everyone ready. Not a single player showed up.
No way.
At all.
Wow.
So they never really, showed it, but, you know, apparently all the agents and stuff, they recommended against it. And there were a couple that said, oh, I'll go, like, you know, high schoolers. Oh, I'll show up at the baseball set. They didn't want like two guys sitting there to be drafted like 17th and 38th. And that was all they were going to have for their coverage. So they just didn't have anything. I don't know that the MLB draft, I don't think there's any way. And that was kind of Alden's argument as well. There's really no way to fix it. You don't have any recognizable faces. You know, for football, you've got, you know, the quarterback at Alabama, or, you know, the Heisman right. Trophy winner. You've got people who are already famous. Basketball certainly has some stars. They're starting to go more the way of baseball, though, with freshmen, one-and-done freshmen, and European stars that we've never seen play. This year, I would say almost two-thirds of the guys drafted, I go, I have no idea who these guys
are. Well, and the prognosticators don't have a ton of sense of who you know, did people think Cruz Schoolcraft was going to go? Like, you're going to have all that, you know,
it's much more unpredictable, you know, yeah. And there just are only a handful of names. And maybe it's one every couple of years. Yeah, Paul Skeens, okay. Yeah, we were interested in seeing Paul Skeens. And after that, I don't know. Who went second after Paul Skeens? No one knows. No one's ever going to remember.
No. And I think Dub J nailed it. He said, because they go right to the pros in the NFL and the NBA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, you are expecting first round draft picks. If you watch the NFL draft in April, or the NBA draft even in June, like, you're expecting those guys to make an impact on whatever team you're following, like, the very next season. Baseball, it is the polar opposite. I mean, the Paul Skeens,
like, Paul Skeens.
They're once every 10 years. You know, it's Steven Strasburg. It's Paul Skeens. Like, it just doesn't happen. Maybe that changes over time here. I don't know. But as of right now, it's like, yeah, it's a little bit tough.
And you can argue that the international signing period is at least as important as the draft, and even more anonymous in terms of who comes in. You have no idea who these guys are. I remember when the Padres spent all that money. I mean, they went big. What was it, like $70 million on that international signing period a decade ago? And you didn't know who any of these guys were, and most of them were ended up being complete flameouts. But they did invest like $11 million in a left-handed pitcher named Adrian Morejon. And seemed like for many years that was going to be a very unwise investment. But finally, that investment has paid off big time this year with Adrian Morejon in the bullpen making his first All-Star game.
I tell you what I'd watch, which might already exist, but a real true breakdown of the draft after it happens, only because now I'm back to, through my son, 8-year-old son, who's fallen in love with baseball and fallen in love with collecting baseball cards, a good breakdown of who got drafted, why they got drafted, where they got drafted, what they, you know, what their strengths are, and why, what the prognosticators, you know, predict for them would be helpful in terms of baseball cards.
Yeah, I mean, we've been spoiled now. I mean, you're one of the people who have kind of done it with, you know, the production work that you do, but following along shows like Quarterback and, you know, the reality television version of it. and investing in you. They make you invest in the player. You may not know them, but once you start watching them, you become invested, and then you care about where they get drafted. We're not invested in any high school baseball players or even college baseball players.
Well, we are now. I mean, I, you know, what was it about Cruz's schoolcraft that made him worthy of 25? I would love to understand
his name. Obviously,
let's start there. His size. He's a hitter and a pitcher, but I mean, I would love to hear from AJ and or the group of scouts who got together to say this is our guy and a good understanding.
Well, I'm glad you would like to hear from AJ and his group of scouts, because joining us tomorrow on Fryer Friday will be Chris Kemp.
That's what I'm talking about.
Who's going to join us? Who was in charge of, you know, he's AJ's draft guy, director of what's his. Official title. Do you know what Chris Kemp's official title?
His official title.
I like to think of him as Tier 1 Chris Kemp.
Right.
Cool guy. Enjoys the show. And he is AJ's draft guy. He makes it. He's right there with AJ making the big decisions on draft day. He will tell us about Cruz Schoolcraft, some of the other picks, and the strategy, signing all those guys. And he will join us tomorrow.
Director of International Scouting, I think, is what he's currently...
He's in charge of the draft.
The team that AJ... By the way, I understand that not only has AJ got an incredible team around him, but he knows every single member of his team. Like, his ability, I think, when they signed Jackson Merrill, to name all the different people that went into the scouting.
Every scout that had ever seen him
and
play.
He just rattled him off the top of it. I was like, this is why we believe in and trust AJ Preller. I mean, this is not just a figurehead. I love it.
Before we get to the Rondle Report, it is time to give away those tickets. We got two more tickets for Rick Springfield. I Want My 80s Tour at Front Wave Arena in Oceanside on August 3rd. Let's do the fourth caller right now at 833-288-0973. Fourth caller wins tickets to Rick Springfield at Front Wave Arena. You can get your own tickets now at AXS.com. We'll come back. Paulie, what do you have for us in the Rondle Report?
I've got a gnarly scenario of getting caught on camera, and the whole world has now seen it.
Caught with someone you're not supposed to be with.
Yeah.
That's called being caught.
Somebody high up is in a little bit of trouble this
morning. And was in the cookie jar.
Yes.
There you go. Yes. All right, that's coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah. I got a scoring update for you from the British Isles. One Guinness consumed by Stephen Woods. Just got a picture of him. He has made it to a pub in Manchester. And look at that. Looks like a good pour of his first Guinness in a nice old pub somewhere in Manchester.
I'm so excited for him to have some fun this weekend.
Not too much fun, though. We want him back next Tuesday.
Well, I want a Guinness.
You want a Guinness?
Yeah, I want
you've
a Guinness.
Had, you've consumed.
I only drink Guinness in Ireland, though, to be honest with you.
So is it really, I mean, Woods was talking about this, that the story, I've never been, so the stories are it's just much better there for some reason?
Yeah, it's a lot of reasons, but it's the temperature and then the lines. Guinness, you know, takes it upon, they have people that go out and serve the pubs and clean the lines and make sure that what you're getting is.
I know good establishments, in fact, here in San Diego, that clean their lines and care about how the Guinness tastes. You know, they got an on tap, nitro on tap.
Yeah.
So you get the little tiny bubbles and it's very delicious. I just don't know for a fact that it's better.
No, it's not
good. In Ireland.
The way it travels over here, too far to go. I mean, it's right from the,
it's mother's
spent
milk
a lot of, it's mother's milk. And I've spent a lot of time in Ireland. I've done this perfect pint tour. These guys have become friends of mine. If you're ever in Dublin, do the perfect pint tour. They've sampled 500 plus pubs, and John Kavanagh's Gravediggers is the number one pub in Ireland. And I'm not the only one who thinks so. And this is, you learn a lot about how and why the ports, also just the way they clean the glasses. It's, you know, how long they keep the glasses that they pour it in. Like there's a lot that goes into a perfect pint. And in Ireland, they know that they know what they're doing. And especially at Gravediggers.
I will say that, you know, everyone has their, especially golfers have their golf bucket list. Mm. I can't imagine there's much left on yours, Maddie. I mean, Maddie's played Augusta National. Yep. Maddie's played. You played Pine Valley.
Yeah.
I mean, Maddie, is there anything left on the bucket list of golf for Matt Ginella?
Crystal Downs in Michigan is one that I'd like to play. You know, I've been very fortunate to feel like
Royal Melbourne.
I've played it.
See, I mean, you could take the list of top 100 courses in the world, and you probably, maybe as much as anyone in the world, has hit that list, which is incredible to me.
I've been invited, but haven't been able to say yes to Shinnecock is one that's it's on my list.
Cyprus.
Play, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. NorCal.
God.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Okay, I'm back to being jealous of Matt Ginella.
Old Course St. Andrews is my number one, though. Just don't drink the Guinness in Scotland. You got to go around.
Well, as I was going to say, I got my bucket list, but unlike most people, I'd actually, if I go over there, I'd rather go to Ireland than Scotland, I think.
Oh, without question.
Yeah,
I mean, people of Ireland are very happy to be Irish. They are very, and they celebrate with you. They're going to make, it's, the golf is comparable. I mean, obviously Old Course separates itself, but the golf is comparable. There is nothing like the Irish, and they make sure they give you that warm welcome. There's songs in the pubs. They're you know, they reestablish their republic. They're celebrating. I mean, I love the Irish. I love the fact that the Irish love being Irish.
And ultimately, I'm a Higgins. So
I'm a Clare man too. I got Boland. I've tracked down my family lineage. I found the land that my great great grandfather used to farm. I found the old, you know, I walked out there and saw the rubble that was the house he used to live in. It's there will be one day I take a one way flight to Ireland.
And he doesn't come back.
Yeah.
All right, we got a few minutes left. Paulie's going to get to the Roundel Report headlines right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindel Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindel Report with Paul Rindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood?
dude. I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Happy Thursday. Yeah, let's dive right into it here. Got time for a couple of stories from you. Earlier in the week, we were talking about the media, the presentation of the All-Star game, and we had a lot of thoughts on Pat McAfee, who was out there at the Home Run Derby. And when you're one of the highest paid guys on ESPN, if it's an ESPN broadcast, even if it's baseball, they're going to say, let's throw the football guy out there. I think Fox Sports is trying to at least emulate the ESPN model. Whether it's whether you like it or not is besides the point. Because Fox Sports this week cut a lot of employees, they cut a lot of shows, and they're changing their programming. I think Joy Taylor is probably the most notable name that was cut from Fox Sports. And it's looking like Fox Sports is on the verge of signing a deal with Barstool Sports.
Portnoy confirmed it today.
They are teaming up for content on FS1. Don't have the particulars in front of me.
Kickoff show on college football Saturdays.
Yeah, Fox Sports now wants to make Dave Portnoy essentially the Fox version of ESPN's Pat McAfee. You're going to see him on their Big Noon Kickoff, which is their counter programming to College Game Day. You're going to see some of the Barstool programming that they run on their networks will be filtered into Fox Sports if you watch FS1 or anything like that. I'm curious what your thoughts are on seeing more Dave Portnoy on college football Saturdays.
Like McAfee, obviously very polarizing. Now, mm-hmm. Matt, you introduced me to Riggs from Barstool. Good guy. I enjoyed meeting him. Do you know Portnoy?
I've never met Dave. I will say Riggs is a good friend of mine and goes on our annual buddies trip, and I like Riggs a lot. He's good to me and my wife and family. He's a big-hearted guy, and I think Riggs was employee number 3 or 4 at Barstool, and he swears by Dave. Dave is polarizing. I think that's part of, you know, what he is and how he is. But according to Riggs, he likes him, likes working for him and with him.
By the way, how many people need to, get maimed or pass away before I arise to the level of the annual buddies trip? Just wondering how far down the list I am.
It's a list. There's only 24 guys, and most of those guys have been coming for over 10 years.
I know. Is there a waiting list?
There's a list. It's very awkward. I was hoping you wouldn't bring this up on live radio.
Of course.
Ben.
Woods has taught me the best place to bring it up is on live radio.
I could see you and Woodsy making the Uncle Tony Invitational at some point.
I've been very respectful. Yeah. I haven't said it. I've known you for like 3 years. Now I haven't said a thing. It's like, our relationship is starting to progress a little bit. I just wanted to just check in.
I love you. You're my guy.
No, I didn't expect it. I just wanted to see if it was maybe possible at some point in the future.
This is not yet. It's not a no.
I'll keep working. I'll keep working, and I will not ask you again.
Pretty gnarly scene happened overnight. Last night I think this was in Foxborough, Coldplay was having a concert, and don't listen to Coldplay. I've never been to a Coldplay concert, so I don't know if this is something they always do, but you've seen videos over the years of like Kiss Cam footage, and they show a couple in the crowd, and there's like an awkward like kind of backing away, like, I don't want to be seen with this person. Or I've seen one where like, oh, kiss, and the guy's like, no, it's my sister. Had a bizarre scene overnight. I actually saw the video and didn't really think twice about it until I saw the internet, the sleuthing that went on. So at the Cole concert, they showed a couple in like a Kiss Cam style, and they both people in the shot immediately see that they're on the jumbo screen and duck out of the camera's view, turn their heads. They are trying to avoid being seen. I'm showing it here on our YouTube stream if you're watching. It was pretty awkward. And then the internet found out that the man in this scene here is none other than tech CEO for the company Astronomer, Andy Byron. Only problem is that was definitely not his wife. In fact, that was the CPO, the Chief People Officer, Kristen Cabot. His coworker, and definitely not his wife. The internet found that out pretty quickly and was able to put the pieces together. It's also come out that that may have been in a suite with other employees, other high-ranking officials of astronomer. So he had no problem showing up to the work event.
That's disturbing, yeah. I mean,
with this woman, and he's got his arms around her, and they were dancing, and you don't know what else because they got out of the camera shot pretty quickly. But, yeah, needless to say, Byron has a lot of answers or a lot of questions to answer this morning, and I'm guessing his wife may have the first questions for him.
I mean, the reaction tells you everything you need to know about that story. No one reacts like
that.
He
was not hoping to be seen on camera.
They know they shouldn't be doing. That's the guiltiest look that I think I've maybe ever seen on camera.
I mean, he just drops to the ground to avoid being seen on camera.
It is too late.
It's been viewed by millions of people now around the world on social media. And, yeah, he's going to be in trouble for that one.
It's done.
He's toast, right?
Yeah, he's done.
He's toast.
That's she's lawyering up. She already has. It's over.
Like, there's nothing you can say. That is a bad look.
The reality is, though, you're always on camera everywhere at this point. It's just a matter of how many people do or don't see it. But
that relationship was already done for that to have unfolded like that. Wow.
Not good.
Wow.
Maddie has to live his life on camera. On Bravo.
You're on camera every day.
I am on camera every day. We're on camera right now. Everybody's watching us right now. So don't do anything you would be embarrassed about.
Don't do this.
And end up on DDT. Mm. Or the Rindle Report.
Never know.
And I think that's about all the time we have. Thank
about
you,
a minute
Pauly.
Left.
Appreciate it. I want to thank Matt Janella for coming in studio. Did it live up to your unreasonably high expectations of what this was coming into it?
Thank you for having me. It is, like I said, an honor to sit in Woodsy's seat. You know what I think of you guys, this show in general, this station, the Padres. I'm listening to this all the time on the Odyssey app, actually, and go back and listen to different segments. I love how it gets all pieced out. So this was a real treat, and I thank you for having me. I can't say that it's necessarily an auto reciprocation to the invite for the Uncle Tony Invitational. I'm sorry, Ben, but I do appreciate the opportunity.
You have no idea how patient I am. Paulie will tell you. I will wait
the most
quietly.
Patient man I've ever met.
I will wait quietly for years until my turn finally comes up. But Maddie, thank you for coming in.
This is a blast. The
go
only
Padres.
Thing I have to
go
say
Padres.
Is come back and do this again when Woodsy's
yes.
here, okay?
We got room. That. He would love some of these conversations yes. as well. For everybody else, Paulie and I are heading over to the Sound Space. It is a Roundtable Thursday. We'll do a first half recap and look ahead to the second half of the Padres season, commercial free. And then we'll be back tomorrow with a Friar Friday, Chris Kemp joining us. And, of course, Woodsy will be back next week with stories from Manchester, England. For Matt Janella, Paul Rindle, I'm Ben Higgins. Thanks for joining us on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles.
Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.